You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. More and more people are looking to alternate modes of transportation these days. I mean, whether it's public transportation, using your own 2 feet, or a bicycle. You know, however, one thing that you may not be aware of are the number of pedestrian deaths that happen around the country every year. In fact, according to the Governor's Highway Safety Association data, in 2019, more than 6,500 pedestrians were killed across the United States. 6,500. So in order to give a better understanding and some education about transportation, the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance is holding a virtual conference starting tomorrow. And the keynote speaker tomorrow will be Angie Schmidt. She is the author of the book, Right of Way, Race, Class, and the Silent Epidemic of Pedestrian Deaths in America. And Angie is joining us live today. Angie, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So your book documents the traffic violence that happens daily, frankly, in the streets of America. And one of the things also that it reveals is really some racist policies and practice that create and frankly perpetuate these tragedies. Can you talk a little bit about what you found?
Yeah, this problem on its face seems like maybe it would affect everyone equally, but it's a little bit like coronavirus. And once we really dig into the data, we can see these disparities start to emerge. And racial disparities are a big part of it. Black people and Hispanic folks are both at increased risk. Black people are about 75% more likely to be killed this way. And for Native folks, the risk is about 4.5 times as high as the average person.
Wow, 4.5 times. So I think what's interesting too, is it seems to be that there's just kind of, I don't know if you would say a popular opinion, but that a lot of pedestrian deaths are unavoidable accidents, right? And I say air quotes with accidents. However, you talk about that they're really predictable events that occur in certain geographic patterns. And then that goes back to this whole idea of systemic inequality. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So in almost every city, if you analyze the data, deaths and crashes like this are occurring on just a handful of streets and in really disproportionate numbers. For example, in Philadelphia, about a quarter of pedestrian deaths, they all happen on one street. And the same is sort of true in Rockford, Illinois. So what that tells us is that this is a problem that has a lot to do with design and infrastructure. And oftentimes, as you mentioned, Black and brown neighborhoods have been passed over for safety amenities while white neighborhoods have been able to secure.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, when you look statistically, I mean, Idaho, you know, isn't bad when it comes to pedestrian deaths. However, one thing that we do see is really a lack of sidewalks in certain areas. I mean, you come into the downtown Boise area, sidewalks everywhere, incredibly walkable, bikeable for the most part. However, you go to our neighboring county, let's say Canyon County, there are locations where there aren't sidewalks, yet people have to walk on the edge of the road, things like that. And is this what you found in the search that you did, even in states that don't necessarily have troubling numbers?
Yeah, it is really common. I think when you're on a highway and you're a driver, you can sort of expect that all the pieces you need to be safe are sort of in place. If you need a guardrail, it's there. But that's really not the case on our state roads and our arterial roads across the country, especially in suburban areas. We've just left out a lot of the items people need to be safe, whether that's sidewalks or crosswalks or even things like streetlights or bus shelters. A lot of those pieces are just missing. And that puts people in a really dangerous position.
So Angie, did you... or do you maybe have an answer for this as to why it seems that we as a society kind of accept pedestrian fatalities as part of the status quo?
Yeah, so I think there's sort of a narrative, a really common narrative that we all, the way we frame these problems. So if someone is killed, I think that the tendency is to usually it's to sort of blame the victim. It's, mm-hmm. you know, considered sort of a routine event. There might just be a couple paragraphs about it in the newspaper, and that the language choice is usually they'll mention they weren't in a crosswalk, for example. We'll sort of shift the blame back on the person. But we need to start thinking of it as a more systemic problem and move away from that sort of victim blaming, I think.
And I think that's interesting because that is true when you do hear about these. In particular, I would say here in our area with bicycle, when a pedestrian is hit, I mean, well, I say a cyclist is hit, a lot of times, you know, the questions arise, well, were they, you know, were they doing the right thing? And so it's kind of having to change that idea.
Yeah, and I think it goes back a little bit to status. Sometimes not as much as bicyclists, but sometimes it does affect bicyclists. Like I mentioned, if a lot of the people that are being hit and killed this way may be lower income, they may be relying on the bus. They may have disabilities that also puts people at increased risk. So it's easier to sort of blame them and sometimes even sort of slander them right after their death mm-hmm. in the media than make any real changes to help protect people.
So talking about real change then, I mean, it seems though that there's quite a bit of political inaction when it comes to this. So A, am I right in that assessment? And B, if so, how do we get the needle moving on this?
Well, in some cities around the country, they've adopted this policy called Vision Zero, and it's really revolutionary. It's this idea imported from Sweden. And the idea is that no traffic deaths should be considered the cost of doing business or acceptable. Mm. In the United States, we've become really, really inured to a high number of traffic deaths. And this Swedish model sort of calls that into question. So a lot of cities, at least on paper, have adopted that approach. And they're no longer gonna say, well, if several hundred people die every year, that's sort of the way things are. They're working to re-engineer their streets, change maybe their signal timing on their traffic lights, because we know that can make a big difference, and sort of tackle this issue with policy, because it ends up being when you think about things like sidewalks, obviously that can get kind of expensive, but the cost mm-hmm. of these deaths and injuries is extremely expensive to society.
Are there certain American cities that you would say are doing well or making change when it comes to pedestrian deaths?
Yeah, and there are cities that are farther ahead, and they're sort of probably mm-hmm. the stereotypical cities that would come to mind. New York City has had a Vision Zero plan for about 5 years, and in 2018 they had the lowest number of traffic deaths in 100 years, basically wow. since the invention or since cars became the primary mode of transportation. So they've made a lot of progress there. And one of the key things they're doing is just retiming traffic signals so that pedestrians have a few extra seconds head start on traffic.
Do you think part of that in New York City too, I mean, I've spent quite a bit of time there over the years, is that so many people do walk and, you know, and yes, you see cyclists, but there are so many people that walk. Are vehicle drivers, you know, just more aware of it?
Yeah, I do think that's definitely part of it. And you might have more people that are a little bit more privileged, that are well-off white people walking. And so they're able to generate more political support for the kind of changes that are needed. So I do think that's one way that New York is kind of special. But another city I point to in my book that's been pretty successful is Detroit.
And what have they been doing that you think has tipped the needle?
So it's a really cool story. In 2013, they did a big survey of their streetlights in Detroit, and they found out that about 40% weren't functioning. They had burnt out or some other thing. And so they issued a big bunch of a bond package, and they got all their streetlights working. They switched them all to LED lights. And it turns out that had a huge difference. It reduced the number of pedestrian deaths happening in the city by about 26 almost overnight once that happened. And deaths that were happening in dark, unlighted conditions practically disappeared overnight. So they had a 35% reduction just from that one thing.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us today. What a interesting conversation. We've been talking with Angie Schmidt. She is the author of the book, Right of Way, Race, Class, and the Silent Epidemic of Pedestrian Deaths in America. She will be speaking virtually tomorrow at the Idaho Walk Bike Alliance's virtual conference, because everything's virtual these days, even our conversation today, Angie. Thank you again so much for taking some time.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. More Idaho Matters next.